seen a lot of things. Obviously, you get a lot of larger credit unions have been really interested in controlling the member experience and really working on their own user interface for their application. So then plugging into, so they're all interested in what APIs are available. So they build their apps, so they want to differentiate. And then going a little bit further out there, obviously all the mobile payments and the digital wallets, that's obviously on everyone's, has been top of mind for the last few years. You know, everyone's seen all the hype around chatbots. So the fact that the whole messaging frame, all the messaging applications from Facebook Messenger to WhatsApp to Snapchat and Line and all those in various countries have overtaken social media.
Really?
Now the issue is how do credit unions specifically interact with their members that are spending more time in the messaging apps? So there are apps and solutions out there that are helping to do that from a banking perspective. So that's a big one. Obviously, everyone's talking about blockchain and distributed ledger and getting into universal identity, and those are all very important and underlying things that are somewhat esoteric and complex, but are essential for credit unions to figure out. So there's a lot going on beyond the usual wallets and app, mobile app dev and things like that. But when you start shifting into things like universal identity and looking into messaging apps, it's changing.
There's always something.
Yeah.
Always something. Yeah. All right. So how do credit unions keep pace with all this stuff? Do they talk to people like you, obviously, or?
Yeah, I think credit unions, one, do such a wonderful job collaborating. I mean, that's, you know, said again and again, has been for many, many years. They all talk to each other at, at things like Co-op like Think and GAC and all the various events. So that's a key thing. The other aspect is they do need to speak to their vendors and understand what's going on. Co-op has like a vendor you know, showcase, essentially. They meet with all the vendors to see what the roadmaps look like, what technology is changing, working with analysts, whether that's with, you know, Gartner or whomever it may be, that helps. But I find Twitter's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
you know, really finding the right people, following the right people on Twitter and getting the hints and kind of directions. You know, so that's one way that works pretty well aside from all the other, you know, usual methods.
I got you. Oh, wow. I didn't think of that. Okay. So tell me about Finovation's concert. Is it ESB? Yeah.
It is.
ESB. What is it and how does it help credit unions?
Yeah, you should see our first attempt of marketing. we basically say, yeah, what the hell is an ESB? So an ESB is an enterprise service bus.
Okay.
And so it's really infrastructure, architecture. The whole point is it's a middleware solution to help make it faster for credit unions to launch applications, systems, networks. So if I want to launch a new mobile banking solution, a new lending solution or account opening solution, I'm going to need to be able to connect into Core. I may need to connect into a KYC solution, into a credit bureau, into an EFT network. So Concert ESB is the middleware in between the, all these different systems that translates between different message formats, communication protocols, but also does a lot of the routing and logging.
Okay.
So what we're seeing is, and it's running on-premise and as well as in the cloud, Microsoft Azure. And the whole purpose of it, again, is to speed implementation, but also have a consistent way for credit unions to get their data. Because why do they want their data? Analytics, whether that's, you know, reporting or marketing or fraud detection, whatever it may be. So having a centralized architecture to increase the efficiency, the security, and the availability of the data is much more efficient than doing point-to-point integration where you have each of these apps plugging everything in. And, you know, we've been very involved in the COFX initiative as well. Again, how do credit unions, you know, serve their members faster and better compete? So Concert ESB is a middleware solution, enterprise service bus to speed this stuff up.
Man, I mean, because it's changing so fast. And there are so many, like you pointed out, there are so many sources, I guess, so to speak, that, and it sounds like this really streamlines that whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, credit unions use multiple solutions to serve their members. And they're always going to. The issue is how do you manage that?
Yeah.
Right now, they just look at, hey, does that look cool? But they don't think about how are you going to manage and monitor and, you know, get all the data from various systems. You've got to think through the architecture, not just what does the house look like? What is the foundation? What is the electrical system? What's the plumbing? You got to look at the whole thing. Otherwise, you're going to be paying through the nose. You're going to be locked into systems a lot tighter than you're going to want to be.
Yeah, we don't want that, especially in these days of change. All right, let's wrap up with something really cool here that's kind of near and dear to your heart, and I think is biometrics. It's so sci-fi, and yet it's here.
It is.
And the cool thing, and it's working.
It
what can
working.
You talk about that?
You know, we're not as into that market as we have been in the past, but we're getting more and more into it. So we're big fans of biometrics. It is all about the data and leveraging all types of biometrics. There are several solutions out there that are starting to do that. You know, there's one, you know, Hyper, it's a company out of New York that provides a framework to use, you know, whether it's using Palm or behavioral with how you're typing or voice retinal. Yeah, so that, that's very important. I think biometrics are, you know, they obviously security is a major issue and biometrics are really going to help that. Touch ID obviously revolutionized everything.
Love it.
You know, all the discussions around Echo and how fun that is. You know, as a user of Echo, and there have been initiatives there. You want to start playing with CarPlay or Android Play or Echo or any of these more AI-driven assistants that we're going to be seeing more and more. You're going to need some biometrics on top of it because you're not, you know, how are you going to protect them otherwise? So my main point is biometrics are here. They're going to only going to increase, and they need to increase because a lot of fraud issues out there.
Will Alexa recognize my voice? So if I want to access my account, will she go, who are you? Yeah. And why are you wanting this information?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And that's where we need to get to. So they open up an API, you plug in, you know, name your voice biometric solution. We've written them in the past, and, you know, name so your AI know. Solution and basically your biometric solution and go for it. So they should make things easier and more secure.
If we can get rid of those pesky passwords, I mean, that's a big giant hallelujah from me.
Well, and that's the whole discussion around, the passwords, and then obviously the big discussion around universal identity and authentication. Mm-hmm. Those are major issues that, you know, the entire, you know, multiple industries need to address, but credit unions have some opportunities now.
All right, wrap up question here for you, Mr. Bodell. Yeah. What is your mission here at Think 16? What do you want to accomplish here?
Well, I really was focused on the meal plan and really looking at the wonderful meals.
I was too. What a coincidence.
Yeah, no, they do a great job. Yeah, no, my main focus really was just interacting with, obviously, all the credit unions and with co-op. And to me, it's just a learn, you know, you constantly need to understand what is important to people. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do that, you're not going to be able to help. So to me, my simple mission was listen and learn, and then drive people like you crazy. So
all right. I like that.
Pretty simple.
Good message to end on. Good way to close out the day. Brian, always a pleasure, man.
Michael, thank you.